You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Amber Wilkerson, press secretary for the Republican National Committee. We want to get her reaction to the results Tuesday night that Georgians have reelected Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss when a runoff was needed in that race since no candidate got to 50% of the vote plus one on election night, but Chambliss winning decisively 57% to 43% in the runoff on Tuesday. And Amber, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today.
Georgia is typically a red state. John McCain carried the state this year, in fact, and it was expected that Senator Chambliss would win. But how surprised are you at the margin, and why do you think it was such a wide margin?
Absolutely. I mean, he obviously won by a very wide margin, and he did so despite the active support of President-elect Obama for his opponent. We obviously saw him campaign on behalf of him or provide his support and also his paid staffers from the presidential campaign. And despite the facts, Senator Chambliss still came through and had a crushing victory down in Georgia. Some would argue that this is the first post-presidential election win for the Republicans, a strong showing going into the 2010 election. We're obviously excited about it.
Do you get the sense there's any sort of message from voters based on what they've seen from the incoming administration over the past month, or is it just that they thought Saxby Chambliss would be a better senator than Jim Martin?
I think that it's a clear signal that Americans and Georgians specifically did not want to see unchecked power in Washington. You know, this was kind of the Democrats' starting line for having 60 in the Senate, and we saw that Georgians' voters rejected that. And I think that that's an important thing going into this new administration, that Americans expect to have bipartisan support in Washington. They want to see a two-party system, and I think we'll continue to see that with Saxby Chambliss' win.
One of the things that Senator Chambliss stressed over the final few weeks of the general election campaign, throughout the runoff campaign, and again in his victory speech on Tuesday night, was that he believed that basic conservative principles have to be the hallmark of the Republican Party. He says that a small government, keeping taxes low, traditional values, a strong national defense have been his priorities and will continue to be the priorities for the next 6 years for him. He says that's a great blueprint for the party heading into 2010 and beyond. Do you agree, and do you believe that to some extent the party has moved away from those in recent years?
No, absolutely. I mean, this is a combination of a very strong conservative candidate with a solid ground game, demonstrating that Republicans still know how to win elections. And I think that, you know, Senator Chambliss obviously articulated exactly what we're talking about at the RNC, is that we need to articulate and apply our core values as a party in order to move forward from the 2008 election, which obviously was a disappointment, and show voters what we stand for. And when we do, when we stand by those core values of smaller government and limited involvement out of Washington, lower taxes, strong national defense, that we win elections. And I think that that was demonstrated last night.
How do you believe that message got a little bit muddled in recent years, and how do you make it more clear heading into the next election cycle?
Well, it's obviously something, you know, we're taking stock right now of what happened in 2008. And I think, you know, the chairman of the RNC has said repeatedly, and it's something that we stand by, that right now the Republican Party needs to take a look. We need to listen to people. We've launched a website to collect information on, you know, what people think in terms of where the party needs to go next and what we need to focus on, but also ensure that, as I said, you know, that we are articulating and that we're applying those core values and that we're communicating them to voters in a way that is applicable to their day-to-day lives. And I think that's the most important thing going into this next, you know, round of elections in 2010, as well as obviously into 2012. We've got some key races between now and then, and I think you'll continue to see that the Republican Party is taking stock, it's listening to voters across the country, and that we will continue to adhere to those core values.
Amber, let me get your thoughts real quickly on a couple other issues related to the U.S. Senate. Number one, the ongoing recount in Minnesota, in which media reports suggest Norm Coleman has actually increased his lead throughout the process of this recount over Democratic challenger Al Franken. Franken, in a report today, claiming he actually has the lead. What can you tell us that separates fact from fiction up there?
Well, as we've seen, we believe that Senator Coleman won the election, that he at every point in this process has led. When the votes were tallied on November 4th, he was ahead, and we expect that when the recount concludes that he will continue to be ahead. We are confident that that will take place in Minnesota, and obviously that has been neck and neck, but we are strongly opposed to anyone disenfranchising the people of Minnesota in this process by litigating this election in a courtroom or anywhere else. I mean, the people of Minnesota need to speak, and I think that we're seeing that they're speaking on behalf of Senator Coleman. We'll continue to obviously watch that closely and have been heavily involved in both of these races, both in resources and staff that have been provided in order to ensure victory in both of these states for the Republicans.
And in our last 30 seconds here, we've already heard one retirement for the 2010 cycle. That's not only Florida Senator Mel Martinez, but he's the former national chairman of the RNC. What do you see as his legacy in the U.S. Senate, and what do you make of his decision?
Well, Senator Martinez has been a phenomenal leader on behalf of our party. He obviously was the general chairman of the RNC, and we appreciated that time. I think you'll continue to see that the people of Florida will benefit from his civic involvement, if not as an elected official. And we've got a strong group of Republicans down in Florida to fill that gap. And so we're looking forward now to finding the right candidate to run in 2010. And I think that we will see a very strong contender arise in the, you know, the months and the next year to come. So that is something that we feel confident about. Florida, at its very core, is a conservative state that's losing conservative values. And with this seat opening up, we feel confident we'll find a great candidate to fill Senator Martinez's spot.
So even as we wait for the results of one race this cycle, we look ahead to the next one. It starts already. Amber, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Amber Wilkerson, Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. This is Dateline Washington.